evening. I'm going to let Ed take over here because he's a massive fan of the person we're about to talk to.
I'm so excited about this, mate. A lot of things we do on this show and talking about great, well, we like to talk music and argue about who likes who better, et cetera, et cetera. But the other day I threw a little joke into something. We were talking about magpies to the bloke that got attacked and sadly ended up in hospital.
Yeah, I had no idea what you were on about.
Yeah, this was it.
I was having a meal.
What were you eating?
Chinese food.
Yeah, a succulent Chinese meal. A succulent
you
Chinese
to
meal.
Say that.
No,
I had no idea
what
why you were saying succulent Chinese meal. It sounded weird and I was uncomfortable.
The reason I was doing it is because of the best internet video of all time, which is like an old piece of news footage that resurfaced. It's very, very old, of a bloke, a big bloke, getting shoved into the back of a police car. And it was a mystery around why
like
he was...
Five police trying to shove him in.
Yes, he's massive, this guy.
Yeah.
And as he's getting thrown in, he's given some of the best... Because there's a news camera watching. He's given some of the best impromptu sort of like rallying cries ever. And this is what he says in the video.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. Yes. I see that you know your judo well.
So on. He went on to say some other things which were we can't play.
Yeah.
Oh, they're good. Get that video.
Do you
video
want that? Because I cut it out.
Oh, I want to hear it. The bit about the...
We'll see if we can do it before the end of the chat. Oh. Because I cut those bits out for taste.
Oh, no. It's
really?
Towards
okay.
the end of the show. Come
all right,
on,
all right, all right,
yeah.
fine.
Because it's good stuff, though. Well worth
now,
searching.
I hadn't thought about that video for years.
Yeah.
Until I was watching a video of my favourite new band, The Chats. Now, what do you know about The Chats?
I know that they're wildly popular.
Yes.
I know that, you know, famous musicians have been to their shows around the world.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I don't know. Dave Grohl's a huge fan.
Yeah.
They were meant to be playing Coachella,
mm-hmm.
but they're three young blokes from Queensland.
Yeah.
And we've got the lead singer and bass player on the line. Eamon, g'day, mate.
Hey, how you going?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited to speak to you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You have knocked it out of the park, you and the other two blokes, haven't you? You must be... You live in the dream, buddy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you have been. Till COVID. I imagine COVID's put a bloody fly in the ointment, hasn't it, for you and for everyone else?
Yeah. Still, I don't know. Maybe next year will be better, eh?
Yeah. See, this is the kind of laid-back
like
attitude.
Yeah, I love the attitude.
Hughie, can you see a bit of yourself in young Eamon?
Well, I think I can, but he mightn't be happy to hear that. But I,
why?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, when Hughie started out, Eamon, a lot of his comedy was about Centrelink, being on the dole, going out and doing things, which reminds me a bit of some of the stuff in your music.
Yeah, just everyday life stuff, I suppose.
Well, simple, man. Simple, the simple pleasures and the simple... Moments of life, yeah.
Because Smoko was the first big one. When did that really blow up online?
Towards the end of 2017, about 6 months after we uploaded, I reckon.
You just shot the video yourselves, yeah? You just went out, did it yourself? Because it all looks like it's shot on phones.
Yeah. Well, our guitarist girlfriend did it because she had a camera.
Mate, are you telling me it just sat around on the internet for a little while, no one paying it much attention, then it just caught fire?
Yeah, well, you didn't have any fans. We only replayed around the sunny coast in Brisbane a little bit, so only a few people knew us, and then all of a sudden everyone did.
Was it over like a couple of weeks or a month, or when did it just go berserk, or how quick was it?
No, it was overnight. Like
overnight.
I literally woke up.
Overnight.
Yeah, like I woke up and had all these messages and shit, and I was like, far out.
Let's hear Smoko. Gone. This is Smoko. Right, yep. People haven't heard
it. I'm on Smoko. Just leave me alone. I'm on Smoko.
It's just great
just
news.
Leave me alone.
No, cross between, it's so good. Cross between, Eamon, cross between Friends Will Rhyme, AC/DC, and Ramones. Is that fair?
Yeah. I love all those bands. It's spot on.
Yeah, oh, there you go. I
can hear
this.
The genius. I'm late to the party, and I apologise, but I'm jumping on board
to the matter at hand.
Yes.
So why was I thinking about succulent Chinese meal? Because I'm watching the chat song "Dine and Dash." Now, what's the song about, Eamon?
Going and eating a meal and. Running out before you have to pay for it.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah.
And this is what happens at the end.
Dine and dash through the dine and dash.
What are you doing to these blokes? Wait, what's the charge? Eating a meal, a succulent steakhouse meal. Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
God, you've done judo before, haven't you? Magnificently so. Look at your head, you don't even know where you are, you fool.
So how did you find him, Eamon, the actual bloke?
Well, I can't take the credit for finding him.
Yeah.
It was more we were gonna parody that scene in the video anyway, we're gonna kinda recreate it. But the people filming it, Alex and Nat, they were like, we've actually got his number because they did some documentary with him or something, and he showed up, and yeah, it was one of those weird things. Like it was like a legend, you know.
He's a legend of the internet.
In the original video, he speaks so well,
yeah,
and
eloquent.
And you hope that his life had gone okay, yeah, and to see that it has gone okay.
Yes.
So was he just a normal dude?
Yeah, he's just like this dude who lives out on a farm and does paintings every now and then.
I love it, Eamon. Now, we've got to plug what you got coming out. What has the chat, apart from great music, what are the chats got coming out, Eamon, tomorrow?
Today we released our own brand of goon.
There we go. Yeah. Got your own goon. What's it called?
It's called the Chat's Goon.
There we go.
Now, is it in a bottle? Is it in a bottle or a bag, man?
Oh, what do you reckon, mate? It's goon.
It's a bag. Yeah, good. I mean,
they're purists,
right,
mate.
I know.
The chats are purists.
All right, you can get the Chat's Goon. Head to builttospill.wine. And
come back on again anytime, Eamon. We love it. We love it.
Hear a bit of the unedited grab of our
here
friend.
He is.
The,
let him take. Good on you, Eamon.
Yeah, you're a legend. Good on you, mate. Keep up the great work.
Get your hand off my. This is the bloke who got me on the wood one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp?
Excuse you, Ned.